The threat of a second wave of COVID-19 creates a lot of uncertainty over what learning will look like in the years ahead. Brock University's Faculty of Education is stepping in to help kids aged 7 through 15 keep up. Professor Tiffany Gallagher runs the Learning Lab, a program with a long history of offering one-on-one tutoring at a fraction of the usual cost. Professor Gallagher is now teaching her education students to hone their skills as online tutors, and she's on the line right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how much thought had you given to online tutoring prior to COVID hitting us in the spring?
I would say minimal. About a year ago, our staff was sort of throwing around that idea, and I knew that some of our colleagues at American institutions were doing it successfully, but we really didn't give it much more thought other than, you know, maybe one day. And we sort of put it on the back burner, and then that one day came in the spring. So we embraced the idea with a little bit of fear, but we were so pleased to run a pilot program this past May, and we had a few families involved. We had about 20 families involved. You know, parents were a little bit exhausted with online learning in May because they'd already been online with their child for about 6 weeks, but it ran very successfully, and we're poised to start the fall.
Now, I've heard you don't just do the exact same thing for tutoring, but online, that it's a little different. What kind of aha moments did you have when kind of adjusting to tutoring online?
Well, one of the first things we needed to recognize is that you need to slow down the instruction. We have the luxury when we tutor that it's one-on-one and it's individualized, but we needed to make sure that the tutors were aware of the fact that their student was needing clear directions, chunking of the lesson. So in other words, taking the lesson in smaller parts with short breaks in between those parts and lots of positive reinforcement. We also recognized that our young learners weren't as savvy with some of the digital resources or devices that we anticipated.
Okay.
So we needed to explicitly teach them how to navigate through screens, how to navigate windows, how to find the mute button and change the volume. And these are students who are typically very accustomed to using their using swiping as opposed to trackpad or mouse skills.
Okay.
So we had to explicitly teach some of those things, including keyboarding even.
Now, your education students were also doing this for the first time. Did you have some who were naturals as a tutor or who could like really engage kids online?
We had some stellar tutors, and these were tutors who will be amazing teachers in a few years. And they were able to come up with several contingency plans. So in other words, if the parents' internet connectivity was not stable, they had an option. If the student was distracted, they had an option. We found that one tutor had a boy she was working with, a 9-year-old, and he became overstimulated with online tutoring. So he needed frequent breaks to stand up and sort of get his sillies out. But then there were also times that he needed the screen off and he needed to just listen to her read to him so that there was just one sensory input.
So learning that you can bring it back to basics even online, right?
Absolutely.
You also ran a private tutoring practice at one time, I understand. Can you give me an example of a student who taught you something that kind of sticks with you still today and informs your work?
I have a very long history in tutoring. It's really in my blood. I started when I was actually in high school and tutored all throughout my undergraduate education and then pursued it when I was a graduate student myself. So I was doing graduate work while I was in private practice. And I recall an opportunity when I was working with a 14-year-old boy, and I was doing an assessment, which is sort of the first step in the process. And he had excellent oral communication skills. His vocabulary was amazing. He was a conversationalist. He was telling me all about skateboarding. I was learning all about different things that I didn't even know about crash-up derbies and so on. And then it became time to actually start the assessment after this warm-up period and getting to know each other. And I saw his demeanor shift on a dime. His confidence deflated as I had started asking him to read some basic passages. And it was like I was working with two different people. He was really a non-reader. Mm. He had confusion with basic letter names and sounds. He couldn't break the code. So I took a step back. My heart really went out to him. I took a step back. I recognized that he needed to be respected for where he was at in the process. And I recognized that these significant challenges were our responsibility as tutors to overcome at that time. And he was someone who really, really needed one-on-one support, because it's very difficult to find that when you're that age.
I wonder here, I'm starting to get the sense, there's a lot of learning going on in these tutoring situations, especially when you bring it online like you have. Do you feel it's going to make better teachers?
I have told our students who are tutors, and they're about in their third year of their six-year teacher education program, I've said, you are in such an advantageous position right now, because you are learning how to be flexible. And I really see the future of education being a hybrid model. We are all going to need to learn online, face-to-face, in different settings. So I tell my students that you're training to be that kind of teacher now. And just think about how challenging it is for someone like me, who's been a teacher for over 30 years. This is tough. But what they're learning right now are some basic skills that are going to carry them throughout their career.
Very important things, starting ahead of the curve here. Yes. Professor, it's so much. It's been a pleasure speaking with you this morning. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Take care. Professor Tiffany Gallagher runs the Learning Lab at Brock University in St. Catharines. It's a program with a long history of offering one-on-one tutoring in the community.